We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let us go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. As I mentioned, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Omar Kelly covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He's been in Mobile for the Senior Bowl. He is joining us now. You're getting on an airplane soon, right? You're heading back?
Where'd you go?
Oh, we lost you for a second.
Can I hear you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now. Are you at the airport?
Yes, I am.
All right, there you go. He's at the airport.
But I heard every minute of that advertisement, and then when you brought me up, I disappeared.
I mean, it's really the only important thing that I'm going to say all afternoon anyway, so you got the good stuff. Any huge takeaways from what you saw at the Senior Bowl? Did you come out you're leaving the Senior Bowl. Did you come out saying to yourself, wow, I feel this way about this guy, and I didn't think I would?
Well, I could say I feel this way about this position.
That was a great interview.
How many listeners in South Florida would love for that to actually be the Omar Kelly interview?
There's
some haters out there. There's a lot of people that love for that to be the actual answer. That couldn't have been funnier. That was it. Well, this is the one thing that really shocked me. That was excellent.
Is that the first time you ever heard a dial tone, Solana?
I'm telling you, we've talked about this before. Millennials, young people, they don't know dial tones because there are no dial tones. Like, we hear it here in the radio station because it's an actual landline, so there's still a dial tone. Most young people who've only used a cell phone for their entire life, they have no idea what a dial tone sounds like. So they think that's like, you know, an emergency alert when they hear that sound. It's just the dial tone. If we can connect with Omar, we'll reconnect with him. If he doesn't have a signal there at the airport, that's fine too. I mean, we can talk to him next week as well. So what are you getting? What are you getting back there, Solana?
Omar Kelly is back on the line.
Okay. Cause I mean, if it's a bad connection at the airport, we'll just talk with him next week.
I think that was my fault. Actually, I might've hung up on O.
Oh, is that really? Oh, yeah. You did that?
Yeah. I think that was my fault.
I thought we got disconnected because you had a bad signal at the airport, but maybe it was Solana's fault.
It was
funny as hell, Omar. Cause you said the one thing I really learned, click. It was great. So go ahead. What did you learn at the Senior Bowl?
This is a stacked group of wide receivers, probably the best group since the Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham group. I mean, I get away with any receiver I saw at the Senior Bowl and feel really comfortable with that. The fact that they can help any team. Now, unfortunately for the Dolphins, receiver just so happens to be the one and only position that they don't need to add anybody for. But there were so many receivers there that I think are top shelf talents, and those were the second day, third day receivers. So I'm really confident about that. Also, we went there specifically to see the quarterbacks that are not named Tua and not named Joe Burrow, and walked away saying, okay, if the Dolphins select Joe Herbert or Jordan Love in the first round, not at five, but somewhere in the first round, I'm confident that they can be something respectable to build around. Herbert, I absolutely disliked all of his film. When he was at Oregon, I know about his accuracy, I know about his personality, but what I say is a 6'8" quarterback who has a cannon of an arm. Hello?
Yeah, we're there.
Okay. And he was absolutely slinging it. He was slinging it, had the best day, was named the practice performer. Does that mean that he's going to be a, you know, franchise difference-making quarterback? No. But do I feel convicted that he can be a Ryan Tannehill-type quarterback and eventually in time maybe he'll lead a team to the Super Bowl? Yes. Now, Jordan Love, who had a horrendous season this year, I warmed up to him. He struggled the first day. He was okay the second day, and he totally lit the practice on fire during red zone day. the arm angle, the athleticism. I now see why people compare him to Patrick Mahomes. The ability is there. He's going to be a first-round quarterback. It will be four first-round quarterbacks. The question is, which quarterback is he? Is he a quarterback that played in 2008 and just tore it up with a good offensive line, a running game, some good receivers? Or is he the quarterback you saw in 2019, which was playing under a new coach, had a bad offensive line, no running game, and lackluster wide receivers, and absolutely sucked? So it really comes down to whether or not he fits your scheme and your system, and he, without a doubt, is the prototype of the quarterback that Chan Gailey is going to be looking for, based on what I'm told.
And, oh, I think you kind of hit on this with your last, you know, answer, but when you go see a guy in the Senior Bowl and he looks good, does that then make you go watch his film? Because when people praise a guy for 2-3 days of practice, I think it's crazy. This man just had 40 games in college, 30 games in college. You watch him for 3 days, mm-hmm. you fall in love with him. Like, is that what happens? You see him on the field and say, damn, let me go look into him more.
I say this all the time, which is why I have respect for the evaluators that go to the Senior Bowl. There is a difference when you look at a quarterback close and personal versus when you watch the film or watch a game on television. You cannot see the velocity. You cannot see the arc of the ball. You cannot feel the pressure. You can't hear the thud that it comes into a receiver's pass. I put one video on Twitter. You know, I nearly got run over yesterday. The action was that close to me. I mean, I nearly got run over a couple times yesterday, but the action was, I was in the end zone and the tight end literally was about to run me over because I was taking video and not really paying attention to what was going on. So it's different when you see it close and personal. Herbert was not a fan of him. I watched just about every game he played this year. Just not a fan. But when I saw the tools that he had, I thought to myself, you know what? Somebody who's a good quarterback coach, they could work with him and get the best out of him. Maybe Mario Cristobal did not get the best out of him. I know Mario. Mario's not a quarterback coach. And then Jordan Love, it took me a while to warm up to him. It did take me a while to warm up to him. And when I saw him in red zone day, woo, it was pretty crowded. It was real pretty. He could put the ball in places that only his receiver can catch.
And, oh, you're known for this. They killed you. Was it Legadu Nene? So, but I know you do it now. You fall in love now.
Just hearing that name gives them tremors.
But, bro, quarterback or otherwise, who's that man crush? Who'd you fall in love with?
There's an SMU receiver. I basically don't know their names at this point, but he just absolutely – I think it's Brochet or something like that. I'm getting out my roster just to see if I can tell you the name. He is a slot. He reminds me a lot of T.Y. Hilton. I don't know exactly what he's going to run or all that stuff, but I could tell you right now, Prochet's name is James Prochet from Southern Methodist University. Stud. To me, all the receivers were very good. You know, the Jefferson kid from Florida, he was very good. There was a Baylor wide receiver, Mims. He was very good. The Tennessee wide receiver, he was cocky as hell, but he was very good. Dayton tight end Adam Trautman. Like, that guy has to be on the Dolphins. No question. He's an inline guy. He literally, you hear him just hustling when he's running. He's just giving it his all. I really fell in love. Even the FAU tight end, like, he belonged. He was really impressive to me. And I feel like, you know, let's be real about it. Mike Gesicki is a slot-ish receiver right now.
Yes.
You need a legitimate tight end to make this offense come alive.
Omar Kelly writes for the Sun Sentinel. He's in Mobile last few days, flying home today. Real quick here about the Dolphins coaching staff, because we've talked about it with you before. There's been a lot of turnover, but they have solidified Brian Flores' coaching staff. Are you happy with it? Are you confident in the Dolphins coaching staff that has been assembled?
I like it better than the last coaching staff, and here's why. I didn't think the last – well, you guys know this, and it's been very controversial in Dolphins land. Didn't think the last coaching staff did a very good job in terms of coaching players. yeah, you got some guys standing out, and yeah, everybody's going to say, well, that roster wasn't supposed to win games. And look, they won 5 of 9 games. What happens, you know, Brian Flores kind of agreed with me in terms of, you know, it wasn't good enough in terms of what they were doing. I say this all the time. Ryan Fitzpatrick, prop that team up like a kickstand. And the reality is, you know, there's going to be a, you know, there's a supposedly the Ryan Fitzpatrick cycle of life. It's coming. and the question is, you know, what can you do to counteract that? And also, you know, Brian Flores was not comfortable with the teaching that was going on and primarily with the quarterback development that was going on. And especially with Jim Caldwell not being part of the staff, he knew he had to do better. He knew he needed a veteran coach, and he chose Chan Gailey. Say whatever you want about Chan Gailey and his age. I make this point to everybody who brings up his age. I have covered the Dolphins now. This is going to be my 12th season. I've never had an offensive coordinator longer than 2 years. You explain that to me. No, I think it's 3 years.
They were terrible. Because they're terrible.
Or they were good.
Yeah, either they're really good and they get elevated, or they're really bad and get replaced, or the coach gets fired. It's the cycle of life in Dolphins land. I don't sit here and expect a coach to be here for more than 3 years. So if you want about Chan Gailey coaching into these, don't worry about it. You're good. And I like the fact that Chan Gailey, he is considered an innovator in college football. Yes, he's an old dude, but he's credited as the first head coach that really infused the spread offense into the NFL game. Like, give him some credit for that. Also, what Brian Flores says he likes is his adjustments, in-game adjustments. No matter what, you know, Brian Flores coached against him. No matter what you presented, Chan Gailey had a beater for it. And, you know, those are the coaches that I think that excel in the league, the people who are adaptable. And Chan Gailey has proven that he's adaptable over the years. So I like this coaching. I like the change because, I mean, it wasn't getting any better. Maybe it could have got better, but, you know, it wasn't. It could also get worse.
Do they hire a guy to pull around his oxygen machine?
Oh, stop it. Guys, what is
oh,
he?
Oh, my God.
What is he, 67?
Yes, 67.
I do not allow age slander on this show. That's recent, too. That's only since I turned 50. I do not allow age slander on this show anymore.
Slot left for 45 base.
Before last November, I did. Omar Kelly, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com.
They give y'all oxygen on the sideline.
Have a safe flight, Omar. Have a safe flight.
See you there. All right, guys.
His phone was cutting out there at the end. We do not allow age slander on this show. Ever since I turned 50, there's no more age jokes.
Going over here, Tua.
We do not allow age jokes.
Look quick on the out.
On this show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.